Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, I think a lot of us just consider that to be kind of a throwaway line in the introduction there. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, 4 o'clock. The throwaway line is the falsetto voice of somebody there going, "Oh, look, it's our fearless producer."
Oh, yes.
That was your way of introducing yourself. Oh, Miss Piggy.
Yeah,
that's Miss Piggy introducing you to the show. You're the fearless producer.
I am the fearless producer.
Yeah, I think you have some fear.
Of what?
I don't know, but I don't find you to be fearless.
I am fearless-ish.
Okay. Tony's in L.A. He'll come back to the show for the Big Five, which is at the bottom of the hour. Scraby has been waiting all day for this one question in the Big Five. He won't tell me what it is, but he says, this is like the best, coolest question I've had in months.
I love it.
So
I love it.
The only thing he would tell me is that out of the Big Five, it's number 3.
Yes.
So don't miss the Big Five. It's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
It's a great thing for San Diego.
Okay. We'll get to it. But right now, we got Chris versus the fans. Chance for you to qualify for a chance. I'll read it today.
Ooh.
Whew. Deep breath. Grand prize. Spawn Pool Getaway. Resorts World, Las Vegas. It's home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a 2-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dine poolside at one of the 5 unique pool experiences. And experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa. It's one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. I am going to Las Vegas myself Saturday.
Oh.
Sunday and Saturday night. There's no way I can sound cool by saying this, but it is what it is. Going to see my man, Barry Manilow, perform in Vegas Saturday night.
I did not know this.
There's no way to sound cool saying that. You just can't.
We gave away Barry Manilow tickets, so.
Yeah, I know.
It's cool enough for that.
I'm, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Just a little 2-day getaway. You'll get a getaway too, but you got to beat me right now.
Should we do the lineup first?
When we come back from the introduction, okay. I'll give you the lineup. Okay. Or you give us the lineup.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, 833-288-0973. Should know the number by now. You're calling in to play the game. Scraby is really geeked up to give you a Padre lineup.
Well, we've been talking about changing the lineup for
all day,
weeks now.
Yeah, well,
and mainly today.
We've made some big changes tonight. It should turn everything around.
Batting first, Fernando Tatis Jr. Batting second, Luis Arraez. Batting third, Manny Machado. Batting fourth, Gavin Sheets. Batting fifth, Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah,
batting
so you
sixth,
took Xander
Bogaerts.
Out of there. You took Xander out and you replaced him with somebody who has 17 RBIs. But that's all you can do. That's what we talked about earlier. What else can you do?
Now, here is a fearsome threesome.
Okay.
7 is Trenton Brooks.
Got one career home run now.
And ninth is Bryce Johnson.
All right. Trenton Brooks, give him credit, man. Popped his first career home run last night.
It was big. It put him back within three.
Got them back in the ballgame. Worked the count to 3-2 and then got himself a fat one, and he deposited it. Good job, Trenton.
Yeah.
All right. The Dodgers lineup tonight does not include Will Smith, which kind of, you know, is, I guess it's good because I don't like Will Smith, but it's bad because I like to root against Will Smith.
Well, it's not working this week. Is it?
No kidding.
Well, he hit a home run at Petco last week. He hit a home run.
He hit the go-ahead home run last night.
Yeah.
I know. He's killing us.
I know.
Tonight it'll be Dalton Rushing catching for the Dodgers. Hyesung Kim is in there tonight for them as well in center field. Tommy Edman at second base. Don't you think Tommy Edman just should, like, go tell the Dodgers, you know, I'm from San Diego. I'd rather play for them.
I don't. Does he?
I don't know, but I just wish
he's
he was on our team.
Got a pretty good seat in that clubhouse.
He's on a good club, but man, this guy's a. I just he's not my kind of player, isn't he? Your kind of player gets the most out of what he's got. Plays second, center, left, short, whatever you got, whatever you need.
I do like those players,
and he produces. He's a switch hitter. Anyway.
Anyway.
All right, we're ready for Chris versus the fans, but you got to give people the rules.
So you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. All right, let's go.
What if you're a first time
player? Thank you, Chris. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today.
All right.
All right, let's go to Cole.
Ooh.
Hello, Cole.
Hi, Cole.
Hello?
Hello?
Cole. You are the guy.
You ready?
First up tonight. Today.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Doo-doo.
Which Padres pitcher hit Ohtani with a pitch last night?
Randy Vasquez.
Randy Vasquez is correct. By the way, I was listening to it on the radio on the way home from something, and you could hear Ohtani scream.
Ohtani took it. Look, you know, they should take it. You know,
yeah.
We talked about it before. First of all, it was a good hit by pitch. It was down, you know, at the leg area, not up around the head, not dangerous.
Didn't go for, like, the foot or anything.
And, you know, conked him, and Ohtani shrugged it and ran to first base. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
I keep saying this, that
it's hard to hate Ohtani. I like guys that are the bigger person. And that's what he was yesterday.
You don't hate Ohtani. You hate the coverage of Ohtani.
Thank you.
Said that many times.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Question number two, Cole. What former NFL player is currently wanted for attempted murder?
Who? Wait, what?
Which former NFL player is currently wanted for attempted murder?
Attempted murder? This guy is a world-class idiot. Cole, need a hint.
Currently wanted?
Yeah, he's wanted right now.
No clue. Antonio Brown.
He got it. I said world class idiot. You nailed it.
That was great. That was great.
There's only one.
How did I phrase that? What former? Oh, I thought I meant receiver. That was even better guess, Cole.
That was a great guess. And no, he was in a scuffle the other day somewhere, and he grabbed an officer's gun and he shot somebody.
It was actually all the way back on like May 16th.
Oh, it was. I didn't know that. It came out over the weekend then.
Yeah, and his they have a warrant out for his arrest, but he was already in the Middle East and. They're not saying that he ran from police because he was already there before they issued this, but they're going to be waiting for him at the airport when he lands.
Antonio Brown. Good job by you. I think Cole ought to just win for that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Give him the third question just for the hell of it.
All right.
Good job, Cole.
All right. From last year's NFL season, which NFL quarterback had the most comeback wins?
From when to when?
Last season.
Oh, all last season.
Yes.
Most comeback wins last season alone.
Yes.
I got a guess. But I don't know if it's right. Let's see if... or if he wants to guess.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Always a good guess.
See you there.
I'm going to go with a guy who won 14 games last year, and I think he had a few comebacks. Sam Darnold.
Wow.
That's my guess. Hey, Cole's
Dang,
a winner.
Cole, you
Good
are
job,
the winner.
Cole,
stay right
it.
There.
First player today wins the ball game. Who was it? It's great. Who had the most comeback? Tua?
No. Not even Brock Purdy. They didn't win enough games.
Yeah, I know.
It was Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, well.
Of course.
Should have known that.
Of course.
I thought maybe Sam Darnold snuck in there. They won 14
no,
games,
No, that was actually, I never thought Sam Darnold, but that's not a bad guess, because yeah. he did win a lot of come from behind,
I
or
thought
it seemed
so.
Like it.
I thought so. All right, Cole, stay on the line. We'll get your name, your number, all of that good stuff, and you will be eligible to go to Las Vegas there. We told you that the lineups are out for both the Padres and the Dodgers. So far, the winner on the baseball schedule tonight is rain. Pirates and Tigers, rained out. Cardinals and White Sox, rained out. Brewers and Cubs, rained out. That's only so far. There's a couple of games that are being delayed by rain.
Do you ever think, Chris, because we work on a station with a team that gets rained out, do you ever count your lucky stars that we work in San Diego?
It helps, yeah.
Because it would be so brutal. That schedule, being that on that like afternoon right. radio show, would be so hard, because you're just constantly either you're in,
especially,
you're out.
Especially for our show, because our show is based on the time of the start of the game.
Yeah.
And if we were in rain potential, right, you and I would always not quite know.
No.
It's a good. Sam Lovett's got the pregame show. It'll be precisely at 6:10, 2 hours from right now. College World Series, Coastal Carolina moved into the final. They whipped Louisville. 11-3. Coastal Carolina goes into the finals. This is Coastal Carolina.
The Chanticleers.
Yes, 26 straight victories. And they'll play either Arkansas or LSU in the finals. Right now, those two SEC teams are going head-to-head. On the other side of the bracket, LSU needs to win one. Arkansas has to win two. I kind of like the double elimination format. Although it does mess with your pitching. These poor teams play like seven games sometimes in 4 days. And you talk about pitching. They run out of guys.
Yes. It just seems also like this. We were talking about this yesterday. This field that they play on is massive.
The stadium in Omaha was built for like a bunch of guys who swing it like Mark McGwire. And these guys are college kids. You can hit a home run there, but you really have to hit it like perfect.
You do.
And yeah, I don't care for that. Too many low scoring games at the College World Series. The ballpark does not suit itself.
No.
To offense.
Rare. No.
I saw something today while we have a second, and we've mentioned this already. We gave them their due. The Rockies won last night. They've won 7-7 in their last 14 games. But do you know that the Rockies are still the lowest scoring team in baseball?
It doesn't
Which is incredible. I know, but it's incredible, because where do they play? They play in Coors Field, the greatest hitter's park ever invented.
You still got to have hitters.
Somebody's still got to hit the ball, right?
Yeah. I guess someone's doing it for him. Who's doing it for him right now?
Hunter Goodman.
Okay.
He's been red hot. Young catcher.
All right.
He's going to be on the All-Star team. He's hit 3 home runs this week. I think he now has 14 on the year.
Wow.
One other quick note. Devers did debut last night for the Gigantes, 2-for-5 with an RBI double in his second at bat. Casey Schmidt, who hit a grand slam Friday and a grand slam Saturday, the Aztec, former Aztec, wouldn't you know it, he came up with 2 outs and the bases loaded in the bottom of the 9th yesterday. But this time he struck out.
I was going to say.
This time Casey at the bat struck out. But he had another chance for a grand slam. Speaking of grand slams, I know Gavin Sheets came close last night, but Slam Diego still does not have a grand slam this year.
No.
Surprisingly, though, neither do the Dodgers. All right, we'll take a
break.
That
is surprising.
Yes, we'll come back. We have more. The Stanley Cup was handed out last night. It's one of my favorite moments on the sports calendar year. We'll talk about that a little bit. And I got a couple of other interesting NFL things to pass along to you. So don't go anywhere while we check traffic.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Five, don't forget. Question number 3 on today's Big Five. Scraby is, for some reason, he's like over the moon about it, so don't
miss
it.
That's a great question.
All right, well, if you say so yourself. The Stanley Cup, once again, will reside in, bathe itself in warmth this summer, right?
Yeah.
It's in South Florida for the 4th time in the last 5 years. 2 years it's spent in Tampa Bay. The Stanley Cup then went to Denver for a year. And now back in Miami Beach. Florida Panthers wrapped it up last night. It was a great series for the first 4 games. I think 3 of them went to overtime and they were really exciting. And then Florida just took all the fun out of it the last 2 games. They just whipped Edmonton. It wasn't even a contest. 5-1 last night. Thank you. Sam Reinhardt, household name. But he scored 4 goals in the final game last night. That's a good way to go out.
Yeah.
The last guy to do that in the NHL is a guy named Maurice Rocket Richard. And you have to go back to 1957. Last time a guy had 4 in the clinching game. So, yeah, the cup stays there. Now, I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. Every year, whether I care who wins the Stanley Cup or not, and I got to be honest, Florida, Edmonton, not my 2 favorite clubs, but I do love it when the Stanley Cup comes out on the ice and they skate it around and they pass it to the first few guys. They always pass it first to the guys that have never won it before.
Oh.
So, like the captain gets it first, right? He gets to hold it up. But then they usually choose somebody who's kind of been in the league a while and has just never been on a champion team. And to see these guys' reaction when they hold the Stanley Cup, it's cool. And it's something that you don't get because you didn't grow up dreaming of holding the Stanley Cup. But they did. Like, this is what it's all about. This is all they care about, really. You know?
Yeah, that's good for
that
them.
And you know, keeping their smiles together after teeth get knocked out. So they get the cup. It's pretty awesome. And you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad that the Stanley Cup, you know, hasn't been back in Canada now for 32 years, 30, I think 93 was the last time.
I'm fine with it personally.
I know you are, but the Canadians are not okay with it. I did want to say one thing in this politically charged climate.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to say kudos to the fans in Edmonton. Game 5 the other night in Edmonton. And you know, before these games, they sing both national anthems, Scrabe.
Yes.
And nothing but class from the people in Edmonton while they're playing the United States national anthem. No booing, no ridiculous stuff like that, right? Just play hockey. Now, when the Canadian national anthem came on, they went crazy. I mean, you could tell the country pride. Fine.
I do like that they respected.
Got no problem with
it,
but they did respect.
So I wanted to give a banner.
Yeah, I want to give a props to the folks in Edmonton there on that. But anyway, it's back in Florida. You said that the guy who was the captain, Barkov, woke up his whole neighborhood at 5 in the morning today showing off the Stanley Cup. I wonder if there was some old lady in a robe who came out and wasn't thrilled to see it. Or maybe she was ecstatic to see it.
I would assume that neighbors know who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all into it. And right. So he came. But we have, during the Scraby segment, in like the 5:40 hour, we can play the video of it. Because it's on a Ring camera of him walking up to the house, ringing the doorbell super early, and then having someone behind him with the cup.
That would be interesting.
I would be very into it. Yeah. At first, I'd be very angry that someone rang my doorbell, but then I'm seeing the Stanley Cup, I'd be all bad.
Be worthwhile. Like I said, I've been lucky to see and hold the Stanley Cup a couple of times.
Is it heavy?
It is heavy enough, but it's not impossible to lift. You know, I said this before, but the coolest thing about to me was the reverence that everybody has for the Stanley Cup, not just the players, not just the league and the whole tradition of it. But the guy who's with the cup will tell you, and it's the guy that you see on TV, he's got the white blonde hair, and you see him everywhere. Forget his name. But he comes with the cup, no matter where it goes, he comes with the cup. And you try to lift it up, and he'll respectfully ask you not to.
Really?
Because the only people who are supposed to lift it up are people that win it. Mm. And I think that's a really good tradition. And if you got to see the Stanley Cup, you'd be cool with it. It would be fun. You'd take a picture, and you'd think it was great. But if you took that Stanley Cup to, say, a young NHL player who's just starting his career out and said, hey, here, look, the Stanley Cup.
They wouldn't do anything.
They wouldn't
go
near it.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to touch it.
A curse?
It's a curse if you touch it and before you win it. Anyway.
Now, where is the Stanley Cup kept in between?
I think in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. I think each team gets a replica of it, for their offices.
Okay.
But the actual one, I don't think it's kept anywhere. I think this blonde guy is traveling around with it pretty much 365 days a year.
He has it like a handcuff to him.
It's everywhere. It shows up in all kinds of places. And as we know, another great tradition is that each player gets one day with the Stanley Cup during the offseason. That is another very cool tradition.
That is very cool.
Most guys share it with the community. They have a parade or something, and so
ring
everybody
doorbells
can come
at 5 a.m.
or they ring doorbells, whatever they do.
I'm looking at how much the Stanley Cup is worth.
Okay,
and they say they don't know.
Doesn't have a monetary value.
Its true worth is considered priceless due to its historical significance.
Yeah,
I would wonder how much they would take for that.
How much does it weigh? Did you look that up?
Let me look up that.
I don't know. I'm not good at judging that. I know I could lift it. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's not.
Oh, it's heavy. 34 and a half pounds.
Yeah.
That is pretty heavy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen for me. There's no way.
You're
not. It would be a hell of a bucket list item to say I got my name on the Stanley Cup somehow.
What do they put on it? Just the team,
every player that won. Every
player.
Yeah. Every player. Now,
is the Stanley Cup going to one day be like 10,000 feet tall?
No. What they've been taking rungs off the bottom.
See, that's not cool.
They have to. They don't have enough room. But right now, if you looked at the actual cup that the guy held around last night, I bet you there's guys' names on there from the 60s still, maybe the 70s.
I mean, that's cool.
So the guys from the 40s, 50s, 60s, they have the rungs on display at the Hall of Fame. So you're not on the actual cup they carry around. But you are pretty much for the rest of your life. It's going to be 60, 70, 80 years before they take your name off. I think it's a fair deal.
There's a ESPN graphic that I just came across. The current Stanley Cup is approximately 3 feet tall, but if they had everybody, it would be 6.25 feet tall.
If everyone was still on there.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, I understand you can't
everybody.
Just be carrying around a 10-foot Stanley Cup.
Can you imagine Gary Bettman, that little guy, picking it up to hand off to the guy?
He'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. He would break it.
Gary's down.
Gary and Rob Manfred need to get together. I would watch a reality show about those two.
Well, can we just have Adam Silver and Goodell in there for fun too?
No, Goodell would be like, I'm too cool for you guys, and Adam Silver would be like, I'm too busy ruining my sport for you guys.
Somebody sent me a note and said, yes, he does go with it around the world. Whoever sent me this, thank you. Craig is his name, but said, yeah, the blonde hair guy.
Let's just call him blonde hair guy.
No, I'm going to give him a name.
I'm going to Google
the guy with the Stanley Cup. No, I'm looking him up here. Phil Pritchard. There you go. That's our guy, Phil. He's been caretaker of the cup for more than 25 years. All right.
How do you get that job?
Yeah, not a bad job. You know, not the worst thing ever.
No.
I mean, basically, if you hope you like polishing stuff. You got to keep it polished every 20
seconds. Sure, if I get paid a reasonable salary, I will polish
her up
all day.
Anyway, I love the Stanley Cup, and I love the night that it's handed out, no matter what team it's given to. All right, more Gwynn and Chris with the big forget. Question number 3 is coming up.
Number 3.
Gwynn and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
There is one Big Five story specifically I cannot wait to get to, and that will be at number three, because something might be coming to San Diego that I think is amazing and awesome and great, and we'll
Libby
get to
Dunn
that.
Was already here.
It's not Libby Dunn. Oh, okay. That caught me off guard, to be honest. It's not Libby Dunn. It's something else, but we'll get to that.
All right.
Number five.
So we're going to have to start with Andy Pahes. He went 4-for-4 last night with two homers in the Dodgers' win over the Padres. We all loved what Manny Machado said the other day. I still stand behind what Manny Machado said after Pahes got hit by a pitch Monday. He basically, paraphrasing, said, if they're going to hit someone, it wasn't going to be Pahes. Well, we talk sometimes about bulletin board material, so, Chris, did the Padres provide Pahes some bulletin board material?
No, I would just say that Pahes provided me a night of total anguish, as I discussed at the beginning of the show. Because I really hate when a team or a player that I am not a fan of basically sticks it to my team. And there's not a darn thing I can do about it. So I hate that.
Nothing.
And that's what Pahes did. So, I mean, what can I do? You know, the Padres didn't try to hit him. He overreacted. You know, as we talked about it earlier, he probably triggered the hit-by-pitch
brigade
last night. And we talked about that already. But and then he comes back the next game and he sticks you for two homers and 4-for-4. What am I supposed to do? I mean, you got to tip your cap and take your medicine and turn the page. So it was hard to take. It was. I didn't like it. I give him the credit. I don't think bulletin board material. We've talked about this before in baseball. If somebody does give you that, you don't want to try too hard anyway. It never helps you be successful.
Tony, do you think the Padres provided Pahes with some bulletin board material?
I agree with Chris. I think that's an appropriate answer. Andy Pahes is a good player, and he did what good players do. And it just so happened to be after the night that he got hit by a pitch and overreacted to it. And as Chris said, there's a chance he started, what you could say, the hit-by-pitch brigade. I guess there's a chance he caused that. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, I don't think it had anything to do with what Manny said. I mean, it still holds true. I mean, if the Padres are going to hit somebody, as they did.
As they did.
It was not Padres.
So it wasn't him.
It wasn't true. It's just he just happened to have a good game the next day.
I know we talked about it earlier, but I'm still shocked. I didn't even think Ohtani was allowed to be thrown at like that. Like, that is... I thought Randy Vasquez was going to be arrested for something
like
that.
He put the cone of silence down, and the ball came in and hit him.
The cone of silence.
Yeah, the cone of protection, I guess.
Yes,
would be.
The cone of protection. All right, well, Andy Pahes, whatever.
Win for him. Four. I hate to tell you, win for him.
Yep. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta recently said that contract extension talks with quarterback Lamar Jackson were at the introductory stage, and Jackson declined to provide any further update yesterday. He signed his last deal in 2023, but has a cap number this year of $74.5 million and is now 10th in the league among quarterbacks when it comes to average annual salary. During a press conference yesterday, Jackson was asked where the talk stood. He said he didn't want to tell anyone because he does not talk about contract negotiations to the media like that. So, he really wants to be paid the most. Reporter asked him, would you like to be paid the most in the league? And he said, yeah, that sounds good. So, I mean, who wouldn't say that? Tony, is Lamar Jackson worth the most money per year in the NFL?
Yeah, since it's his turn. I guess so. Yeah, I mean, whenever a quarterback comes up, especially one of this cloth, you pay him the most. And then Mahomes' turn will come up, and then you'll pay him the most. And then Burrow's turn will come up, and you'll pay him the most. And it'll just keep going. But he's the one up right now. So, yes, he is definitely worthy of the most.
Chris, what do you think? Is he worthy of the most?
Because
I'll tell you what Ravens fans think after.
Well, Raven fans are going to, some of them are going to say, look, win a playoff game before you get paid the most.
Yes. That is it.
But he's, what, got three MVPs or two and a half? He either wins it or he's in the running for it every year. He's a tremendously exciting player. I believe from a business standpoint, if you're the Ravens, I got to believe you sell, you know, hundreds of thousands of tickets to people who just want to see him play. He's that good. So they're certainly going to get plenty of return on their investment. There's a little part of me, you know, that says, why is it that everybody, you know, when their turn comes up, they automatically get the highest paid? But if Tua Tagovailoa could become the highest paid for a brief time when his turn was up, certainly Lamar Jackson can. It's just a no-brainer, unfortunately. That's the price of doing business. If you want a quarterback like that, if you want...
Right, if you don't trade
him. Yeah, if you want to finish fourth every year, then, you know, don't pay him and have one of these lousy guys.
Lousy guys.
That's kind of the way it goes.
Oh, like your backup quarterback, Zach Wilson? He said he's loving Miami, though.
I bet they're loving him, too.
All right, here's a story I wanted to talk about. NASCAR is working towards finalizing a deal to race on a street course next year in the San Diego area, multiple sources told The Athletic, which would return the Cup
Series. I got jokes already bubbling in my head, but go ahead.
To the potholes?
Good luck, guys.
Maybe NASCAR would end up paying us to repair potholes.
Well, if they would do that, then that would increase. Yeah, I like that idea.
NASCAR and the city of San Diego have not yet agreed on a deal, but discussions are ongoing, and it is expected that an agreement will be reached, according to those sources. So next month is the tentative announcement for this, pending a finalized deal.
All right, so what you're telling me is that NASCAR is going to have a race here.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be on the streets.
It's a street course.
They're going to build a street course and say, okay.
Yes, it's going to be like Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I get
F1 did it.
But instead of a Grand Prix or F1, it's going to be...
It's stock car racing.
It's going to be NASCAR.
Which I have no idea where this track's going to be, but they have to go over the Coronado Bridge, in my mind. They have to.
All right, go ahead with your question.
My question is simple. It's not, is this good for San Diego? Because it is good for San Diego. Mm-hmm. Would you go and watch this, Chris?
I don't know if that's the question.
What's the question?
Because who cares?
Did you say they have to go across the Coronado Bridge?
According to him, they do.
Have you driven on that thing?
Yeah. You know what? You're going to lose every NASCAR driver. I don't think any of them will make it.
I know that they're not going to go on the Coronado Bridge, but it would be amazing if they did.
Yeah.
Well, it would not.
No, I don't think it would be a great idea.
Going 200 up the bridge.
Well, wait a minute now. 200 is about the speed the guy went past me on the Coronado Bridge the other day, so that's not totally outlandish. I don't think the question is whether I would go, because nobody cares, honestly, out there whether I'd go or not.
Well, the question, I asked that because, like...
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know where you're headed.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Here's the thing to me. You better make sure that everybody's okay with this, because we are one whiny bitch of a town.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Tony knows. He agrees with me. I can tell he already agrees with me.
That was
and
jarring.
This is going to inconvenience at least... somebody, somewhere, and no matter where the course is, you personally told me that traffic was a, you know, real bear getting down to work today. This is going to throw everything into utter chaos. The poor people who ride their bicycles are going to have their bike lanes closed for a couple of days. I mean,
I don't care.
I know you don't, and I don't. I'm saying you better make sure. Because when this was in Las Vegas, as fun as it was to the outside, you know, people looking in, it was a pain in the butt. And you and I got caught in it one day trying to drive to our hotel after we flew in there because the Uber driver had to drive all the way around the course that was built. Remember this?
I do.
That's right.
Traffic is terrible already. People are going to bitch and moan about this because that's what we do better than anything in San Diego.
I know you're right, but
I want
to just scream like...
I know!
If you want this place to be a sports town, you got to have sports!
I don't disagree.
Let's hear Tony. But I bet you Tony's going to be in my neighborhood here.
I don't know that I need to say anything. I think Chris hit a home run right there. I mean, you, as cool of an idea as that sound, and I'm not even a NASCAR person.
Right.
At all.
It's awesome.
As cool as an idea as that sounds. Yes, I thought about potholes immediately, but the next thing I thought about was, man, there might be some lawsuits that pop up, like suing for them not to come here.
You can't close my business down for 2 weeks while you build a race course?
Oh, man.
And this town...
Yeah, man.
That is a concern.
Well,
a little bit.
I'm saying, though, those are the things that you have to all kind of calculate if that's about to go down.
To me, the only place you could even do this is something like on the Miramar Air Base, where it's not going to totally affect everybody. But then that's not really in the spirit of what you want. You'd like something right down on,
where could they do it on the streets?
I really don't have any idea.
I can't even think of a spot. We have to ask Chad about this one.
Have you ever driven around North Park or something on a day when they closed one block of street for a street fair?
Chris is on fire for this.
I love this idea, Scrappy.
This might
be
one of the
hilarious.
Best Big Five questions because of the way Chris has answered this one.
Because our city's the worst, and I mean, this is going to bring out the worst.
You know what I tell those business owners? Because I do think it's a little bit of putting them out if people don't have full access to their business for 2 weeks. But think about all the people that are going to walk by your business when NASCAR's in town.
Well, yes, you would like to. Look, how about all the people that would have gone to their businesses if we would have built a stadium and had a Super Bowl? But nobody thought of that. They only thought about the $5 in tax that was going to go up if they donated to the stadium. That's how our city thinks.
We are small time. It's going to be like a Balboa Park thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I love it, though. I love it on the surface.
Racing by the pandas?
That would be great.
Cool.
It would be really fun.
Racing by the pandas?
No, I don't think they would do that. But when I saw this, I immediately became very excited about it. And they did put the Coronado Bridge as the cover picture for the article.
Well,
so
yeah,
It's a great. Listen, I think San Diego's doing a good job. We got the pods. San Diego FC is balling. The Wave is balling. You bring in a NASCAR. I mean, you start to kind of resemble a little bit of a sports town, like a real,
full-blooded. Be careful, San Diego. You might be a real sports town. Wouldn't want that.
You know, I think this is an honor because NASCAR is only doing street courses in right now in the United States, one place, and that's Chicago. So
yeah, I don't disagree with you, Scrape, but wait till you hear the complainers line up.
Oh, I know they're there. I know. I got into a bunch of fights this morning on Twitter with them. So,
about this?
No, just about the Padres. I've had enough, as everybody already knows, and I've already said.
Let's not digress. Okay? Let's not digress. Let's stay with our Big Five.
Number two,
Coastal Carolina appears to be on its way to the College World Series finals, are in the midst of a 25-game win streak. And this is actually, if they go on to win the whole College World Series, this will be the second time they have won it all in the last 10 years. And, you know, we always hear about the SEC, we hear about the ACC, UCLA's in the tournament, Big Ten. But these guys are a mid-major. So, Tony, how does Coastal Carolina put itself in position to win two national titles in the last 10 years?
That's a good question. I don't know a ton about the program. I know that I'm watching them as we speak, or we watched them a little bit earlier. I just think that they clearly have figured out a way to do it, and I think it really should give hope to a place like San Diego State.
Yes, it should,
That you can be a mid-major, so to speak, and make an appearance in the College World Series. It's not, out of this realm. And they've been a consistent program, too. It's not, I mean, they might be making the World Series this year, but they've been on the cusp a few times here. I don't know how they've done it, but I can say that they are providing a blueprint for how schools outside the Power Four can do it.
Yeah, Chris?
I mean, if I'm the San Diego State baseball coach, the first thing I'm doing is I'm flying down there and I'm finding out how they're pulling this off, number one. Number two, I think the fact of the matter is the NIL has
you know, for lack of a better term, made it really impossible for a Coastal Carolina to do something like this now in basketball or football because of the way the money is. Baseball is still not quite to that point. And you look at the results, not just them. Murray State was in the College World Series.
That's right.
Wright State beat top-seeded Vanderbilt in the tournament before, you know, and not help knock them out. So, yeah, it's great for baseball. It opens it up a little bit. This is not a sport that has the same eyeballs as the others. But, yeah, if I'm San Diego State and that's all I'm really looking at, I'm down there. I want to know what they're doing, too, because it seems like we could be able to do it here. I hope.
I think the Aztecs need to change their name to the Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers. I'm
Please
sorry.
Pronounce it right.
No, we do not.
Yes, and we don't need
Tony,
to
we were
either.
Talking about this yesterday. The coach of Coastal Carolina wanted to make sure everybody knew it's Chanticleers, and I ended up just saying Chanticleers, which he hates.
Well, he obviously pays very close attention to detail.
I guess
it's showing
so.
Up.
I
it's
guess
showing
so.
Up.
All right. Number one. So this one is, you know, we've talked about the pro athlete hate all out there, and I saw a lot of Xander Bogaerts hate this morning, and, you know, whatever. If you're going to post that, you're going to post that. But here's my question, Chris. With all of the hate that's online nowadays, is this the most difficult time to be a pro athlete?
I would say it's pretty, yeah. I imagine so. I'm not in that position, but...
Like, the guys in the 70s get letters to their houses or phone calls to their houses.
Dave Kingman was an old ball player, hit a bunch of home runs for the Cubs, the Mets, played, I think, briefly here in San Diego. He once was upset with a sports writer. He mailed the guy a dead rat.
Wait, the player did?
Yeah. He sent it in the mail. The guy went to his mailbox, opened it up, carved open the box, there was a dead rat from Dave Kingman.
Oh, my goodness.
My point being, we don't have to do that anymore because that was the only way to get your point across
back then, I guess.
Yeah, I don't even know if anything happened to Dave Kingman for that transgression. Something probably should have.
Poor rat.
Yes, I mean, it's so quick and so it's so easily attainable to get your point. The other part, the other side of it, along with all the negativity, the access to the player's information is so much easier than ever before.
Well, that is true, too.
I mean, we already went over the whole story about Patrick Mahomes and everybody having their houses broken into when they leave town.
Yep.
So it's a very scary time in that regard. Yes, I agree. I don't, unless Tony can come up with something I'm not thinking
about. The kneecap cannibal had to move because so many people are coming to his house.
Well, he lost to the Commanders in that playoff game. What's he thinking?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, duh.
Yeah,
I could have told the Lions fans that was going to happen. But, Tony, is this the most difficult time to be a pro athlete?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's more access to athletes. There was at least a little bit of privacy. Like, you didn't know what guys did once they left the field, which is why it was always a shock when somebody got into trouble, right? Because you didn't really know. Like, you only saw them on the field where they did their pro thing, and then, you know, they go home, and you wouldn't know nothing about them. Now that's not the case. These people know where everyone is, why they're there, when they're leaving, when they're coming. And you know, there's more scrutiny now than there has ever been. Yes, they're making more money, certainly, but I think there is a loss of freedom that comes along with it now that I don't think you necessarily had. You could be a professional athlete in the 80s and 90s and even really the early 2000s, right? And still have a semblance of privacy. I don't know that you have that in the same way. I think that's a lot of the reasons why, you know, this generation of athlete doesn't go out as much, at least in the baseball realm.
Yeah.
They know that if they go out, someone will have a camera out and everyone will know where they were. And then so that leads into the thought process of how they perform the next day. And so guys are on video games and streaming now because it is not worth it to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, they can control their environment when they're doing
it. But understand also that, but understand nowhere in either of those two answers did Tony and I mention the gambling aspect of this, because that really doesn't have anything to do with the danger they're in. I just want to be clear for all the idiots who think that that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know what? We probably erred on a mistake there not bringing that up.
I know.
Certainly,
yeah.
That certainly is a part of it as well. I think that's actually a new part that's being introduced that only makes it even more difficult. Because, you know, before it was legal, what, three, four years ago?
Yeah.
That element hadn't been introduced yet. Now, last 3 or 4 years, is it legal? It's being introduced, and we have new ways of why it's probably harder than it's ever been.
I wonder if those people didn't message because it was illegal, and if they got reported, then they would be found out, and now they're
of
like,
course.
It's free!
Now, exactly. There's no
repercussions. There's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do that.
Real quick, do you guys think that the guys in the Padres clubhouse pop on Twitter every once in a while and see what fans are saying?
I hope they don't, but I imagine it's probably too hard
to
totally
ignore.
Yeah, what do
you think, Tony? I was thinking about this last night.
I would think that by now they know better than anyone.
Yeah. There's no gain going on Twitter.
There is zero reason to go on there.
Yeah.
Like, none.
Because there are no compliments on there anywhere for anybody. Ever.
Yeah.
Not just to let alone now.
I can't argue with you, but... I
still have that terrible myself. I still sneak on there once in a while.
Oh, yeah, me too.
To see what you listeners are saying, and I'm never happy that I did it. I know that.
You know what's funny is I get on there too every once in a while, and then it's like immediately like, why did I do this?
What am I thinking?
Yeah, my replies today are kind of all over the place, kind of crazy. Just done with the complaining. All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we got one more hour. We got a Scraby segment, and we'll get you set for this Game 3 between the Padres and the Dodgers on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.